Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
So it's a big week for Boston Celtics legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Russell, who received the NBA Lifetime Achievement Award on Monday night. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar presented the award to Russell, who was honored by a number of NBA greats, including Shaquille O'Neal, Dikembe Mutombo, and David Robinson, all of whom Russell acknowledged as tall, and then let them know how he really feels.
Where did they find all these tall people? I would kick your...
Russell may be retired, but evidently he's still a competitor. And joining us now for our weekly chat about the world of sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Anthony.
Good to see you. So good 6 years here. Ago, Russell received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 4 years ago, the city of Boston unveiled a statue in his honor. Why did it take the NBA so long to honor him with a Lifetime Achievement Award?
Should we take the high road on this one?
No.
That the NBA has honored Russell, never mind that it's belated. Boy, if any basketball player deserves a Lifetime Achievement Award from the organization for which he played a long and glorious career, it's Bill Russell.
Right. But fair to say, this is overdue.
Oh, way overdue. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But just as you say, the president of the United States recognized him 6 years ago.
You know, for a younger generation of sports fans, Bill, who might not know a lot about Bill Russell, tell us something about his greatness.
11 NBA championships is the beginning and only the beginning. Russell played at a time when being a black athlete in Boston was especially difficult. Many of his triumphs were underrated, and just being a black citizen at that point in Boston was exceptionally difficult. Some of the insults that he endured, I can't even talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
They're so ugly, and it's bad enough today. Many things were worse then, and he was simply untouched by them, at least in terms of his being able to continue carrying on as a brilliant athlete, a great spokesman for civil rights and rights beyond. Just an extraordinarily admirable man.
Well, as we mentioned, 4 years ago, the city of Boston unveiled a statue in his honor. And speaking of that statue, it's located at City Hall. You have some thoughts on why that location is so
fitting. Well, I got an email this week after I had celebrated Bill Russell in a commentary middle of last week. And I got an email from a fellow who said, gee, it's interesting that the statue of Bill Russell is very close to the spot where Theodore Landsmark was attacked by a guy carrying an American flag.
This was during the busing riots.
During the desegregation of the Boston school system. And Landsmark, of course, is black, and the man who smashed him with a flag is white. So a photograph that got a great deal of publicity and circulation. And I have not been able to determine whether the Russell statue is there for that reason or whether that is just an extraordinarily appropriate coincidence.
Well, okay, Bill Russell honored by the NBA. And by the way, we should point out that that award that the NBA gave out, Lifetime Achievement Award, it's the first such award that the NBA has ever given.
As I say, no man more deserving of that award.
All right, let's move on to perhaps a less, how should I put it, a less serious story. Nevertheless, it's hard to avoid. A war of words between the mighty Serena Williams, winner of 23 major singles events, and John McEnroe, one of the great men's players of all time. McEnroe stirred some controversy this week when he talked
John McEnroe stirred controversy?
I know. The first time ever,
as
I can say. Yeah, so he was talking to NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro about just how good Serena Williams is. Here's what he said.
Best female player ever, no question.
Some wouldn't qualify it. Some would say she's the best player in the world. Why qualify it?
Oh, she's not, you mean the best player in the world, period?
Yeah, best tennis player in the world. You know, why say female player?
Well, because if she was if she played the men's circuit, she'd be like 700 in the world.
You think so?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So Williams responded to that with a tweet. Dear John, I adore and respect you, but please keep me out of your statements that are not factually based. I've never played anyone ranked there, nor do I have time. Respect me and my privacy as I'm trying to have a baby. Good day, sir. Bill, what's your response to this?
I love I don't have time. That's my favorite part of that response. Yeah, John McEnroe obviously picked a number out of the air. It's ridiculous. And the whole idea that there's a controversy about this is kind of ridiculous as well.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's just it surprises me. I mean, we know that McEnroe has a penchant for sort of stirring controversy where, you know, controversy shouldn't be stirred. But I guess I'm just struck by in 2017, we still have people like McEnroe making these kinds of statements.
Well, you know, you can understand it in the sense that he's saying the best male tennis player is going to beat the best female tennis player.
Yeah, but she'd be playing like 700.
No, that, yeah. That as I say, he picked a number out of the air. It was spontaneous and it was silly. And but it's an equally silly exercise to say, oh, well, how good a player on the men's circuit could Serena Williams beat on a given day? I mean, it's a crazy kind. It diminishes what Serena Williams has accomplished, and that's a silly thing to do.
I agree with that. All right, let's move on. Let's move on and talk about this. There was a record set in professional baseball on Monday. Ichiro Suzuki of the Miami Marlins can add another record to his long list of accomplishments. Tell us what he's done now.
Well, he is the oldest player to have taken the field as a starter in center field. And nobody since 1900 has been quite as old as Ichiro in that
43 years young.
It's very near 44, as a matter of fact, closer to 44 than 43. And, it's as you say, I think the important thing here is not this particular record, which he earned by hanging around for a very long time. The important thing is that it shed some light on Ichiro's extraordinary career. 9 years in the professional leagues in Japan, where he was heroic, hitting nearly 400 a couple of times. And then since 2001, playing here in the major leagues. And the number of records, it goes over the page. I mean, greatest number of hits as a rookie, greatest number of singles, greatest number of consecutive seasons in which he's led the league in hits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on and on. One of my favorites is number of times stealing a base without being caught.
It's really remarkable.
He plays the game with a kind of concentration and a kind of intensity that is very rare, even at the major league level.
Bill, I know you penned a little bit of a poem about this, which I gather is going to go on Morning Edition tomorrow. But one of the questions you pose in this, I hope for his sake that he's doing it because he wants to. But what if he just cannot think of something else to do?
No. You have to think about that with an athlete who's almost 44 years old and still playing pro baseball, because you and I know, Anthony, about some of the silly stuff that people say just to pass time in the dugout. And by the time you reach the age of 44, you probably get a little tired of some of that adolescent foolishness that circulates in the world of pro baseball.
All right. Well, that's Bill Littlefield. He hosts NPR's Only a Game, which airs each Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Bill, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for the opportunity, Anthony.
Listeners, stay with us. Coming up, debunking the superiority of beer canned chicken and other grilling myths. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.